Hey guys, welcome to Fitness Mentor's presentation of the online course for the ACE CPT exam. My name is Eddie Lester, here to take you through chapter 18 PowerPoint as we get started on the final chapter. We made it! Well, almost. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. Looking at slide number one, this specific chapter is going to be going over business fundamentals. And specifically, business fundamentals is going to be one of the most important aspects of being a personal trainer. And really when I say this, a lot of what ACE provides as far as education is great when it comes to program design, understanding how to change behaviors and things of that nature, but they kind of miss the ball a little bit on understanding how to set yourself up for success as a personal trainer as far as the business and sales aspect. So we specifically have created a course that will attribute to your ACE CEUs, and that course is called Our Business and Sales, The Guide to Success as a Personal Trainer. It's right up there above under the CEU tab, specifically, yeah, to allow you guys to really understand, you know, what does it take to start a business, all the steps on getting your business license, understanding how to set your pricing, understanding how to talk to people, get people's contact information, get them in for a free session, and then really talking with them to convert them into paying clients. Going to be one of the most important aspects to being a personal trainer is to get personal training clients. So, I mean, the example I always give is that you can understand personal training and be the best personal trainer possible, or out there, we'll say, but if you don't have clients, you can't do your job. So one of the most important things as a new trainer to focus on is business. Definitely check out our course, especially when you finish this course and get your ACPT certification. Check that out to get started as you really want to optimize your chances of succeeding and making the most money possible. And that's really what we wanted to provide, as ACE does not really provide that in this textbook. All right, cool. Check that out. Done with the plugs. But let's go ahead and look at slide number two as we talk about employment options. So employment options are pretty simple. To start out, I'm really going to always recommend getting started in a larger commercial gym, as they're going to be able to teach you a bit around the process of getting clients, as well as the get you the training to really help you understand how to apply all the information from your certification. So that is the direct employee model, you know, working at a 24-hour fitness, working at LA Fitness, working at Equinox, Bay Clubs, Anytime Fitnesses, Lifetime Fitnesses, those sort of things. And yeah, it's going to be in a commercial setting, typically corporate or a private gym, and you are an employee and you work for an employer. So some of the advantages are no overhead for equipment. All you do is show up, get clients, and train. You also get things like healthcare benefits, potentially, if you are full-time as a trainer. And then also promotion opportunities to work in the upper or management and then upper management as you succeed through your career. So definitely some advantages there. A lot of people like that stability. So very, very positive there. Some of the disadvantages can be more of a high pressure sales environment. A lot of times the way that big companies like that determine if they're keeping trainers is how many sessions they're doing and if the personal trainer is getting clients. Not necessarily how good of a trainer they are, but hey, are you getting people to pay money to work with you? Because that's the whole point behind these larger businesses, is they need to make money. All right, moving on to slide number three, other employment options, independent contractor model, definitely beneficial, probably not for the immediate start. If you have never trained a client before, I probably wouldn't recommend going this route immediately, but you know, some people are cut out for this, especially those that have previous sales experience. But independent contractor model, some of the advantages are basically the freedom to create your own pay scale, as well as your own hours, okay? So you go to work when you want, at the rate that you want. And sometimes gyms set up certain splits, like a 50-50 split or a 60-40 split. So find out what that is at the gym that you want to work at, or independent contractor in the sense of you work for yourself and you just show up to gyms and charge whatever you want. Find out exactly how that would work. Some of the disadvantages include things like you are responsible for all the costs associated with your business. So sometimes you need to buy equipment. Sometimes you need to buy marketing materials, invest in Facebook advertising, potentially, things like that. You do typically have to travel a little bit more as the independent contractor, and that time costs money. So more time there. You may have to rent a space, pay money to work at a specific area, and then taxes. You are an independent contractor. A lot of times employees get better breaks on taxes compared to self-employed workers. All right, looking on to slide number 4, as we talk about it, an executive summary for business planning. So when we think about building a business, we want to understand what it takes every step of the way to be successful in that business. And that's what business planning is. The executive summary is going to consist of the business concept, the financial information, the current business position, and then the goals or achievements that need to be met. So the business concept is basically just the description of the business. As a personal trainer, it's pretty easy to describe what you're going to be doing and how you're going to be doing it, but maybe include things like your services. Are there any unique services that you offer? And yeah, in our business and sales course, we do set you up to understand kind of what it takes and how to create your own services that maybe niche to get you more clients. Also in this executive summary, you want to talk about the financial information. How much is it going to cost to start your business for the first year? How much money are you going to make the first year? What is your source of financing or a capital or money up front? Is that coming from you? Is it coming from a loan? Is it coming from a relative? Also the potential for sales and revenue and profits for the first year. And then the expected return on investment. So if you put $10,000 in to buy all this equipment and do all this marketing, what do you expect to make? Okay, and that kind of allows you to analyze your business and then set goals. Okay, but then the current business position is the info about the business owners. Tell yourself about yourself. The executive summary is for you, but you definitely want to have it laid out as far as what about you makes you have the potential to succeed. Tell the executive summary about yourself. And then major achievements, really just setting goals. What needs to be achieved year one? What needs to be achieved month one? What needs to be achieved 6 months from now? Set all those goals, short-term, long-term, so that you can really stick to something and be successful. That's why it is beneficial to have an executive summary. Not all personal trainers do it. Typically, you can just start personal training, but if you do plan on making this a career, it would be good to have something that you can kind of reference as far as, check in on yourself. How are you doing? Hold yourself accountable. That's very beneficial. All right, moving to slide number 5, more business fundamentals. So the business description, we're basically going to be talking about the operating model. Are you doing group training? Are you doing private personal training? Do you own your own gym? Tell me about it. What's the market that you're entering? Locally is typically what I would recommend. What are the amount of people working out in your area? Is it a vain area? Do people care how they look in the area that you're training? Are they out of shape? Are they in shape? What type of niche are you really focusing on? What's your market? The competitors, for individual personal trainers, just other personal trainers are competitors, but you also need to think of the gyms that they go to, maybe companies that offer individual training programs like P90X, maybe your competitors. But really, to be successful as a personal trainer, you only need anywhere from 15 to 20 total paying clients that are regular to be successful. So don't freak yourself out too much on the competitors for sure. All right, management team, if you are running a business that is a brick and mortar like a gym, you would want to understand what or who is your management team and how they operate together and give them credentials credentials in the sense of this is the personal training manager, I am the business owner, this is the group training manager, things like that. And then a marketing plan, talk about how you're going to get your product out to the people. Is it through advertising? Is it through doing events? Is it through flyers, mailers, things like that? And make sure you really focus on a target audience. There's so many times that personal trainers are just like, oh, I'm going to train people. Okay, well, who do you want to train? Who are you going to have the most enjoyment training? And that's one of our big things in our business and sales course is you want to train the people that will A, want to train with you, and then B, you want to train for a specific reason. So my specific niche was I liked to train males to gain muscle as that is what I was most interested in a sense of I like looking good and gaining muscle and being lean and having that sexy beach bod. That was kind of my plan with fitness. So I really enjoyed assisting other people in getting to that. I definitely would work with females, but my target audience was definitely more male-based, more male-dominated. And throughout my career, I've always had probably maybe 1 to 2 female clients and anywhere from, 8 to 15 male clients at a time, as that was kind of my focus. And then the operational plan is the organizational chart, who's in charge, who's second tier, who's third tier, and so on and so forth. All right, moving to slide number 6, as we talk about analyzing risk. Talked about this a little bit in the last chapter, but the risk analysis really talks about, what is it going to take and what are the risks associated with beginning a business like personal training or a gym? How much money does it cost up front? So the barriers to entry, rental fees, equipment, employees, and marketing. Okay, to start a solid brick and mortar gym in which you have to do construction to build out and create with employees and other people working under you can be upwards of $200,000. A small gym with only a few other employees could be lower than that. But just keep in mind that determining the type of business you're running does definitely, or you have to understand the barriers to entry for that. Financial capital required to start or expand the business. Some people to start a gym will take out a loan, a business loan, in which needs to be paid back over time. But that helps them get equipment up front. That helps them get money to pay employees up front and things of that nature. Competitive or competition, just where is your competition? Where are they coming from? What are they selling and how can you be different? Staffing, so managing employees and payroll, typically you can do that yourself or you can pay someone to do that for you. That costs money too. And then the SWOT analysis, which is basically referring to the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats of that business, which they talk about more in the book. And then the decision-making criteria is just basically, based off of all of this risk analysis, is it beneficial to start this business? Should I invest time and money into this? All right, next we're going to talk about virtual tools for the personal trainer. And this has become a huge thing in the last 10 years, is really every single person now seems to have some sort of social media account, some sort of electronic interaction with other people. So virtual tools refers to everything online, more or less, that is going to attract clients to the personal trainer. Creating a website is extremely important. Appointment scheduling in the sense of having a Google Calendar maybe that you can schedule your clients with and they can see your schedule so they can book times. Accounting, who's managing your finances in the sense of how much you're making, how much you're spending, and if that's a positive or negative profit loss. Credit card processing, are you actually processing credit cards or are you accepting checks? How do you take payments? Almost all, it's very, very easy now to accept credit card payments. They have things like Stripe, they have things like Square, they have things like PayPal, and you can just literally type in a credit card number on your smartphone or run it through the smartphone adapter to take credit card payments. Very, very beneficial. Then we have social media. Social media is kind of what I was referring to in the beginning in the sense of it's extremely important to be able to learn how to connect with people. And what are you doing on social media to promote your business? Typically, I always recommend utilizing your own personal profile to promote your business services, as that's the people that are more often than not most likely to become your clients, the people that have already met you and or know you. Typically, it's not your best friends that are going to be your clients, but it's the people that you've met in passing that had one or two encounters with that know of you, and they can recommend you and or work to train with you. But on social media, what can you do to promote yourself? We'll definitely post things on webinars that you're doing, so talking about fitness and health tips. Post blogs about health tips. Very important, post research articles. That's something that may be asked on the test. And discuss their importance, meaning review a research article that you heard and how it can apply to working with the clients that you have and or assist a client in losing weight or gaining muscle, things like that. And then also just physical activity and nutrition tracking. This is another form of virtual tool that you can use to help your clients achieve their goals, whether it be Fitbit, whether it be MyFitnessPal, things of that nature that are used on a smartphone or connect to a smartphone or track biometrics, meaning, you know, the measurements of the human body, heart rate, calories burned, things like that. All right, moving to slide number 8, branding and marketing. So we really, really focus a lot on this in our business and sales course, but to give you a brief overview from ACE, creating a brand is really geared towards what type of client you're looking to attract. So you want to train postpartum females or pre and postpartum females, and your goal is to create a brand that is catered to that sort of clientele. Okay, because you identified that market and that target demographic, you now need to create a brand that really focuses on that look and that feel. You know, you're not going to use black and red to have your logo with a giant muscle bodybuilder in the middle of it. Okay, it's going to be a lot softer. It's going to be a lot more geared towards that sort of what that client might be going through at the time. Okay. So be aware of your branding and how it looks, meaning your logo, if you are doing a private personal training business, as well as, you know, maybe where your client hangs out and how you can reach them where they hang out, either online or in person. And yeah, really set yourself up for success by knowing your client. That's the brand you're going to create. Marketing for client retention, definitely use periodization programs in the sense of when you think of retaining a client, you want to make sure they're always achieving some sort of goal. So when you break up your program into small individual training programs like periodization, that really assists in retaining the client because, hey, you know, like you did 1 month training with me and you achieved this goal. Now we're going to switch up the training program to continue to achieve this goal. And that really helps prevent plateau and show the client new and fun, other exciting forms of exercise. Marketing through general communication, you know, definitely referrals are probably the way that I got almost or most of my clients in as I've trained and still am training. I don't do much marketing because I have a very select few group of people that I train. And typically when one of those is on their way out, I ask for referrals. They give me them. I follow up. And typically I get new clients just based on word of mouth. So yeah, always though, look the part wherever you go. That's something that's important. If you are a personal trainer, you should dress like a personal trainer pretty much every day in life. wear fitness clothes, be bright, wear form-fitting clothes that are fitness related. You know, look good, promote your business everywhere you go to get clients. And then choosing a business structure. They don't go over this too much, but you know, we went over in the last chapter, are you a sole proprietor? Are you in a partnership? Are you going to do a corporation like an LLC or a C-Corp, S-Corp, that sort of thing? Yeah, just kind of really focus on choosing one of those to ensure that you're legally running the business correct. All right, and then professional services, yeah, always attorneys, accountants, web developers, graphic designers, insurance brokers, contractors, real estate agents, those are going to be people that you may hire depending on what type of business you're starting. All right, and then other considerations, a financial plan. You want to, we'll say, get 10 clients in the next 3 months. Okay, use a SMART goal. That was a SMART specific goal. How can you, a specific is going to be, I want to get 10 clients. The time related is 3 months. And the measurable is how you're going to measure getting those clients. Well, one way you can do that is called the closing ratio. Basically, if you get one paying client for every 5 people talk to, that's a 20% closing ratio. So if you want to get 10 clients in 3 months, that means you need to, at a 20% ratio, that means you need to talk to, quick math, Eddie, thinking on my feet, I think it's around 60 people. I just had it in my mind and my mind just totally went blank right there. Apologies. But yeah, it's basically understand that if you have a 20% closing ratio and you want to get 10 clients, you need to talk to 40 people. There you go. Got it. and then yeah, use that to determine a goal for how many prospective clients you need to speak to every week. So if it's 3 months and you need to talk to 40 people, you need to talk to, you know, 12 and a half people per week. Therefore, you need, per month, And then that determines how many people you need to talk to per week, which would be about three and a half. So that's meet new people, talk to them, that sort of thing. All right, and then time management is also important for considerations. One of the most important things that I really emphasize in my book, which is the Guide to Success as a Personal Trainer, is really the fact that you are effectively working. Most people, they're going to do a lot of things that aren't necessarily optimizing their time towards getting clients, okay? You know, they're going to spend a ton of time on the branding side. They're going to spend a ton of time on the creating the business side. But really when it comes down to it, you have to use your time to really get clients. Also manage, when you are working with clients, manage the time to get more clients. You know, when literally set aside time during the day that you will not train because you're going to be talking to people, trying to get more clients. That's the time management stuff that is important. So what Ace mentions is working with clients, client management, prospecting for new clients, all of that takes time. And then also development or developing a marketing or advertising materials, other job duties. You can outsource stuff. I highly recommend using the website Fiverr, Fiverr.com to create advertising materials for your personal training business, whether that be flyers, brochures, pricing sheets, you know, advertisements for social media. Definitely keep that in mind, as you can get a graphic designer to do that for very, very cheap, $5 to $20 typically per material. And that saves you a ton of time. Other job duties, you know, for personal trainers, it's, you know, logging training sessions, creating fitness programs. Then they say even make time for your own personal exercise as well as personal time and home life. As a personal trainer, you are typically going to be self-employed, meaning you need to create time for everything in your life. So being good on the time management side is very, very important. All right, guys. And finally, slide number 10. We're going to be talking about personal training sales. It's unfortunate because this is probably the biggest part of being a personal trainer, is getting in front of a prospective client and getting them to give you their credit card, okay? And the whole point of my book, which is Business and Sales, The Guide to Success as a Personal Trainer, it's probably in your sidebar, actually, a sidebar on the homepage or on any of the ACE pages, bottom right book. But it's basically, you know, you need to set up a process for getting clients. And the most important thing besides getting that, working to get that client in front of you, is not wasting the opportunity when that client is in front of you. So Ace specifically talks about marketing to get the clients in front of you. Use empathy to build rapport and see the world through their perspective. That typically shows up on the test, but I've mentioned that in 5 other chapters before, I feel like. And then asking for the sale. This is just a simple tip for, you know, understanding that when you're in front of someone, that you're going to build value, you're going to tell them all about how you can help them, but then you need to find find the time to just ask them, hey, let's get started. That was my typical one, when would you like to get started? That was my asking for the sale. And if they say, when would you like to get started? Oh, I'd like to start next week. Perfect. Okay, I'll schedule you for this day. Now all we have to do is set up a payment and then we're good to go. That's the way that I really transitioned. But it says, identify the emotional needs of the person, address those needs with the client, and become genuinely interested in their needs as well as them as a person. That's really a good way to go about creating a sales environment, according to Ace. All right, so that is going to be it for the PowerPoints for this book. Glad we're at the end here. We still have the audio lectures, assignments, and quiz to go, so go and complete those below, and I look forward to seeing you in the audio book lecture below. Cheers.